The Native American Summer Mentorship Program at Utah State University has helped increase the number of Indigenous students attending the university. In an effort to support the success of these students, a grant was secured from the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, HHMI, Inclusive Excellence, to provide cultural competency education for faculty and staff.
One of the things that HHMI asked is, how are you going to change your institution? We're not looking to change students. We are looking for institutional change to allow students to be who they are and come into these places.
In response, Dr. Melissa Teehy, Assistant Professor of Combined Clinical Counseling, with student team Devin Isaacs, Erica Ficklin, and Tish Hicks, developed a course designed to build a more inclusive community institutionally. Training for Educators Advancing Cultural Competence in Higher Ed was first taught to summer mentorship program faculty last year and updated this year.
I think that's part of the reason, too, that we call it a course and not a training, right? Because people think of a training you do in one sitting. And what we know from this work is that having people think about it over multiple weeks is much more effective than doing it all at once and then just moving on.
Isaacs notes that the refresher discussion focused on creating a culture of competence, shifting the conversation into taking action.
It's really about creating that community of people who want to do better, who want to be better when working with students, when working with other faculty and people on campus.
While this resource is focused specifically on Navajo culture, the team plans to make both the platform and the cultural focus adaptable to include others.
So we're really seeking to empower each person with sort of the know-how and the knowledge, the skills of how to continue to grow your cultural competence versus teaching about one particular group.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Carnaccione.